This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
We need to confront anti-Semitism. Noah Rothman writes, "Your turn, Democrats," explains that mainstream Republicans have confronted right-wing anti-Semitism, but the left has not done so. It's time for Democratic politicians and liberal thought leaders to do the same. Yesterday, I talked about the divide in America between those who were shocked at the brutality of Hamas terrorism and others who marched in the streets to support Hamas and oppose Israel. Add to that the increasing number of anti-Semitic statements and violent actions against Jewish citizens in this country, it is time for leaders to speak up. Noah Rothman says that there are times that call for plain language and reminds us that the Republican Party's leading lights and household names spoke out years ago against the anti-Semitic sentiments on display in America's streets and criticized those who paraded through the University of Virginia's campus. He concludes that in 2017, it was incumbent on Republicans of conscience to anathematize the noxious elements orbiting their periphery. Democrats are now confronted with the same challenge. While it is true that the president and the administration give no comfort to the toxic rhetoric from the streets, Noah Rothman says more needs to be done. It won't be done through inference by declining to name names. Democrats have the opportunity to throttle the rising anti-Semitic sentiments in their coalition in their infancy, but now the problem is growing and Democrats will find it harder to speak out. The lesson for us is to learn that this is to confront evil and error when it first appears. When we give it a pass, it becomes more difficult later when the rhetoric and actions ratchet up. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view on big data, go to viewpoints.info/data. That's viewpoints.info/data.